So it's an exciting thing in a lot of ways because we're seeing the 5-star reviews start to stream in. Thank you guys so much. And I don't want to say too much about the book because I just want you guys to read it. As the reviews say, I've managed to put something out that conveys a lot about the state of the world, I think, not to sound pompous, and does it without taking up more time than I need to. Some of these people on the internet, some of these people in publishing and in politics and whatnot, it's like they just need to suck up all your attention like they're quicksand or something. It's really weird. Guys like Ben Shapiro, I saw his book. It kept popping up when I was trying to find our book that came out. I was trying to find it search results on Amazon. And his book is like facts. Facts, not feelings, or your facts don't have feelings, or some BS like that, some just nonsensical red herring argument where it's like, oh, okay, that's the root of the problem, I guess. Not central banks, not interest rates, not a growing population and limited natural resources, but the problem is actually facts, not feelings, or whatever. It's just a TV personality. We don't really have anybody who's. I shouldn't say we don't have anybody. These people are not being properly serviced. And so, again, the book puts out everything that I want the world to know about, and it does it at cost, pretty much, when you think about it. You can read it completely for free. $0 if you have a Kindle Unlimited subscription. You just get access to the book as part of that. Now, if you don't have that, it's only $7.99 on Kindle. And anyway. Read the reviews, add your own if you've already read it. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that we outsmarted these people in the sense that they thought my book was coming out this summer and we rushed it. And now it's impossible for some Will Sommer to hop on Joe Rogan and like make up some alternate mirror universe of the past 10 years of my life, because the book goes into not only my past to the extent you need to know about it. It goes into what we've uncovered, the incredible research that we've uncovered. Why let that stuff go to waste? That's what the world should be focused on at the moment. So, enjoy.
America's oldest bank, Bank of New York Mellon, plans to store and offer services around cryptocurrencies later this year, treating cryptocurrency like any other asset, according to a bank representative. Tesla Motors recently announced in a regulatory filing it has acquired $1.5 billion of Bitcoin. Twitter announcing it's considering adding Bitcoin or Bitcoin options exposure to its balance sheet. And the value of all crypto assets in the world has soared above $1.4 trillion, according to CoinCap.io data on February 11th. Fulcrum called the mainstream adoption of crypto years ago, and we're finally there. Find a link to our research book, which outlined it all, in the description. Paperback and instant Kindle download ebook version available.